News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, that was a decisive end to the college football season. We'll talk about that coming up in sports in just a second. Heading for a high around 74, 52 now. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way right after traffic with Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sutton's Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No accidents in the roadways and light traffic coming in from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort across the Bayway and the Causeway. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, much the same. You're not finding any delays. Quiet ride northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland. Host a Mardi Gras parade party from your own private balcony on Royal Street in downtown Mobile. Connected to the Battle House Hotel, these balconies offer great views of the parades. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cooler with afternoon readings around 60 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
607 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning. I'm Sean Sullivan, Kelly Finley, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams, Kane with traffic. We're updating news, weather, and traffic every 10 minutes here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5 and online at fmtalk1065.com. Time for headlines. Here is Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Happening today, the Commander-in-Chief will address the nation. President Donald Trump will address the nation from the Oval Office at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're expected to learn even more about his efforts to enact more border security at the southern border. Some call it a wall, some call it a barrier. We're focusing on the word border security. So this is 2 days before the president is scheduled to visit the border in person on Thursday. Yesterday, all networks were asked to carry tonight's address. Government, of course, is partially shut down after Congress and POTUS failed to reach a funding agreement over Mr. Trump's plans for a $5 billion wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. So with this new year, there is new leadership at the helm of the House. That would be the Democrats, and they have promised to reject any budget requests that include funding for this wall. On Sunday, the president said that the plan now calls for a steel barrier rather than a concrete wall, saying it is both stronger and less obtrusive, good solution, and made in the USA. In the state of Florida, they're getting ready to swear in their new governor this morning. Former U.S. Representative Ron DeSantis will be sworn in today, and the state will learn even more about his four-year plan during the inauguration in front of Florida's old Capitol. Yesterday, DeSantis alerted the community that he is going to act quickly on a number of issues shortly after assuming office. Those issues include naming 3 new justices to the Supreme Court, announcing major environmental policy proposals, and visiting the areas which were devastated by Hurricane Michael back in October of last year. Also happening today, Governor Rick Scott, that's who DeSantis is replacing, he is scheduled to be sworn in for the U.S. Senate, but I know he's been continually pushing that back as the government has been in a partial shutdown status, so we'll make sure that we stay on top of that story and that swearing-in ceremony. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, and yeah, it was a decisive victory for Clemson over Alabama last night. Details in the world of sports coming up with Dalton in just 4 minutes.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make.
Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Clemson handed Alabama its worst loss under Nick Saban in last night's college football national championship game. The Crimson Tide led 16-14 briefly in the second quarter. From there, it was all Tigers. Clemson reeled off 30 straight points, and Alabama was held scoreless in the second half.
To win 14 games, win the SEC, really proud of our players, really proud of our team.
The final score from Levi Stadium, 44-16. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence was named offensive MVP. Chickasaw police are expected to release more details about a shooting investigation. It happened last night at a home on 6th Street. Police say a woman was wounded and taken to a hospital. Her injuries don't appear to be life-threatening. Police say the bulk of their investigation is centered around a car in the driveway of the home, but they aren't saying how that's involved. Three suspects are now in custody in a pawn shop burglary in Baldwin County. Dorian Richardson and Moses Horace, both 18, were booked into jail Sunday. Foley police say the suspect stole more than a half a dozen rifles from Gulf Gun and Pawn. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Wind Creek Atmore is turning 10 this month, and we're celebrating by giving away $50,000 cash in our big 1-0 birthday party.
Happy birthday!
Play now through January 12th, and you'll earn one entry for every 250 base points. And from Monday, January 7th through Friday, January the 11th, you'll earn five times the entries. Then come in on Saturday, January 12th for the grand prize drawing, when one lucky player will walk away with $25,000 cash. Don't miss the big 1-0 at Wind Creek Atmore.
Coach Nick Saban.
Helping children is very important to Miss Terry and me. As parents, it saddens us to know that there are more than 5,000 children in foster care in Alabama. These children need loving, nurturing families to care for them. We ask you to join the team and become champions for children by opening your heart, opening your home, and becoming a foster or adoptive parent.
For more information, call 1-866-4AL-KIDS. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Good morning, 613 on FM Talk 106.5. Time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Clemson Tigers became the first team in the modern era to go 15-0 by beating Alabama 44-16 in last night's college football playoff national championship game. It was the Tigers' second championship win over Alabama in the last three seasons and Alabama's worst loss as a program under Nick Saban. It was a tough night for Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. Clemson put the first points on the board a minute and a half into the game when A.J. Terrell intercepted a Tagovailoa pass and took it into the end zone.
Third throw in three plays. It's intercepted. And the Tigers are going the other way. A.J. Terrell with a pick six.
Tua took blame for the interception, then answered almost immediately with a beautiful 62-yard touchdown pass to Jerry Jeudy. But Clemson would go on to outscore Bama 24-9 in the remainder of the half to take a 31-16 lead into halftime. After a decent drive and a failed fake field goal attempt in Alabama's first drive in the third quarter, Clemson would go on to hold the Tide scoreless in the second half and win the championship 44-16. Clemson was led by a couple true freshmen, so looking at least two more years of Trevor Lawrence and Justin Ross on the field. Trevor Lawrence finished 20 of 32 for 347 yards through the air and three touchdowns, while Justin Ross, who was initially contemplating going to Alabama, he didn't. He went to Clemson and caught six passes for 153 yards and a score last night. Tagovailoa threw for 295 yards, two touchdowns, and two interceptions. The humble Hawaiian summed up his team's loss with five words following the game.
We had a great season, but five words. Good is not good enough. We didn't finish the way we wanted to finish. We didn't do the things we needed to do to execute and be successful in this game, and that's all it is.
Bama head coach Nick Saban took the blame for the loss.
I just have a feeling that I didn't do a very good job for our team, with our team, giving them the best opportunity to be successful. I always feel that way. Even sometimes when we win, I think there's things that we could do better or that I could have done better. But particularly in this case, never really ever got comfortable with what we needed to do to win this game, especially on defense, especially the matchups we had in our secondary versus their receivers.
Immediately following the game, Clemson coach Dabo Swinney talked about how proud he is of his team.
There ain't never been a 15-0 team, and I know we're not supposed to be here. We're just little old Clemson, and I'm not supposed to be here, but we are, and I am. And I, how about them Tigers, man? I'm so proud of our guys, these seniors. We beat Notre Dame and Alabama. We left no doubt. And we walk off this field tonight as the first 15-0 team in college football history.
And with that, a wrap on the 2018-2019 college football season. We have the Senior Bowl in Mobile at the end of this month, then a very, very long offseason, and then Clemson gets ACC play started right away in 2019 when they welcome Georgia Tech into Memorial Stadium on August 29th. Alabama opens their 2019 season in Atlanta against Duke on August 31st.
Should be a nail-biter.
Should be. Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins Jr. announced on Twitter on Monday that he's foregoing his senior season to enter the 2019 NFL Draft. The 6'3", 220-pound quarterback finished third in Heisman voting this season after breaking most Ohio State and Big Ten passing records and throwing for a nation-leading 50 touchdowns. In NFL news, Ian Rappaport of NFL.com reported Monday that the Green Bay Packers are set to hire Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur to be their next head coach. ESPN reported that the two sides are working on finalizing a deal and that LaFleur is expected to keep Mike Pettine and the defensive staff intact. Pettine is the defensive coordinator for the Packers. Four SEC basketball games scheduled for tonight. At 6 o'clock, the third-ranked Tennessee Vols play at Missouri. Also at 6 o'clock, Texas A&M takes on Kentucky. At 8, Alabama looks to keep the win streak going after that big win over Kentucky on Saturday. They play against LSU. And also at 8 o'clock, Mississippi State faces South Carolina. 6:17 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. What about this theory that Dabo's playing a character? With all his, shucks, I shouldn't even be here, little old Clemson. Is he faking it?
I like when they thank God, though.
No way. Well, you know, we talked about that the other day. Let's talk about Parkey. And when you thank God when you miss.
That's how you know it's real.
That's a lot more impressive than when you succeed. The one that, when they have their worst moment out there on the field, and they still do that, you're like, and pretty good kid there.
I do believe that Dabo has an extreme faith in God, and I do believe he's a good person, but I also believe that he's putting on after the game because there are recruits that are heading there and probably were watching the game last night in the stadium.
The all shucks might help him recruit. Oh, I am like that. But I am going to take my licks this morning. The text line is 343-0106. I'm prepared. I took licks last night on Twitter, as well we should. Bama just got their butts whooped.
But don't you think recruits are just amazed by the talent on the field, no matter the game?
You think there's recruits watching last night going, I could do that. I can't wait till I start. I can do that.
Just like they're a kicker for the Eagles?
Like we said. Oh, well. 618 FM Talk 106.5. We'll be right back.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be mild with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cooler with afternoon readings around 60 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I'm no different. I run a small business here in Mobile, too, and I'm perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Find me at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest Roads or on my website, AllisonHorner.com, for small business insurance today.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. A couple accidents we've had have been moved into parking lots. A good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway so far. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are telling us no accidents in the roadways. A perfect start on the way in. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day. They even offer underwater recovery for your boats at 888-BE-TOWED, and you can find them online at pittsandsons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday. News, weather, traffic every 10 minutes. That's what we have right now. We've got your headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
Good morning. Great news out of the White House. Even though we're in a partial government shutdown, tax refunds will be delivered. I like that, because yesterday that was not the plan.
Right.
The acting director.
Smart move.
Right. The acting director, they must listen to our show.
I think they do.
That's really what I wanted to say. The acting director of the Office of Management and Budget told news outlets that the Trump administration was working to make the shutdown, quote, as painless as possible, and said tax refunds will go out. The IRS, of course, is part of approximately 25% of federal agencies, which have just stopped movements during this partial government shutdown, which started at 12:01 a.m. December 22nd. So the IRS typically does not issue refunds or offer taxpayer assistance during a shutdown. And, of course, that's an issue as we fast approach the tax season. About 88% of IRS employees are on furlough, with some 10,000 people or even more working but not getting paid. The IRS, as you'll recall, I've told you last week, they're expected to recall some of their workers as this tax season really intensifies. So back in 2018, the IRS processed 154.4 million tax returns with refunds worth more than $324 billion. 9 out of 10 refunds were issued in less than 21 days, but that was last year. As of this year, the IRS has not announced an official date for filing our tax returns. If you live in Mobile, this is great news for you, especially when it comes to your health. Listen to this. The flu activity in the entire state of Alabama is now considered to be widespread and likely increasing, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Alabama is one of 19 states reporting high levels of influenza. That's up from 9 states just the week before. High levels were reported in many southern states. But according to the Alabama Department of Public Health, almost every county in the state is reporting significant flu activity except Mobile.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the sound effects. Flu season generally lasts from October through as late as May, and it peaks between January to March. Be mindful if you have young ones in the house. Health officials say the annual flu vaccine for anyone 6 months and older remains the best way to protect against the flu. The vaccination is especially important for people who have high risk from flu, including those ages 65 and older, people with chronic medical conditions like asthma or diabetes, pregnant women, and children younger than 5 years of age. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, I got one sick in the house right now, but we don't think it's flu. It's just the coughing crud.
No, he's so sweet.
Not when he coughs all night.
His little body, though. All right. I gotta give him a little vapor rub.
Yes, we do. Have him smelling some kind of menthol thing or something
and
like that.
And a humidifier. You know what? The old school humidifiers have changed. They've upped the ante. You can put all types of scents inside.
Yeah?
Yep.
I don't know if I need to have the humidifier with patchouli in it or something like that.
I know.
Smelling like my neighbor's dorm room in college or something
sir.
Like that.
No. You are not on a health patrol.
That's right. 624 FM Talk 106.5. Thank you, Kelly. 10 slang terms are listed here that we're going to hear in 2019. So this is for, I guess, old folks like me. Oprah put this out, so she understands the lament of old folks here. So here it is. These are the kids are using these slang terms in 2019. Oprah wants us to know what they are.
I'll get to see how old I've got.
Okay, T. Either spelled T-E-A or just the letter T. It means...
Yeah, you're gossiping. You're letting people
see,
know
you're
what's
so
going
hip.
On.
I had no idea.
I had no idea.
I have to. We've got children.
Well, I know it. Beat.
Like it, your makeup?
Like in a song?
B-E-A-T. It could be a verb or an adjective, and it's like Kelly said, about applying makeup.
Mm-hmm.
If wow. you might hear someone say, I've got to beat my face because I've got a date tonight.
Well, they wouldn't say it. They would say more like, did you see her makeup? Her makeup artist beat her face.
I said,
look at that beat.
I don't know if I like that one.
Neither do I.
Snatched here means...
Oh, yeah, your waist is like so teeny tiny.
Well, it says you look good.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking fabulous, you're looking snatched.
Mm-hmm.
So you're 100% right now.
I'm over.
Okay, now here's the first one I know.
Okay.
GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
The acronym.
Oh yeah, the greatest of all time.
Yeah, I think even cranky old parents like me, we know GOAT.
That's
we know
what
that one.
My husband.
Zero comment here. Extra.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Doing too much.
Way too much.
Over the top. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's...
Like, if you see a child, you know, see someone just going over, the dramatic is what we would call it. Like
you're being
extra. Yeah, you're, like, on a stage, someone's
okay, yeah,
stage.
We say dramatic, yeah.
Yes, you're totally performing right now.
Okay, so if a kid is being dramatic, mm-hmm. if your teenager
so
is
mm-hmm.
giving you some big lament why they need the car, they might be being extra.
Mm-hmm. They might be going back in the house and sitting themselves down.
Okay.
Gucci.
Oh, yeah.
Gucci means?
Everything's good.
Okay, see, I didn't know
that one either.
I mean, I was thinking, you know, the brand or mm-hmm. the rapper, but I did not know that it meant being good. Okay, so Gucci. Thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Trying.
Desperate.
Yeah, desperate. There you go.
I have fallen off the wagon of hipness here. Thirsty, like you said, means you desperately want approval or desperately want someone in a R-rated way.
Ooh,
whoa. Hey. I have to use that one at the house.
Kids.
Borrowed.
Keep it 100.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it real. Be honest.
Yeah.
See, it means authentic. Keeping it real. Yeah. I missed that one
There's
as well.
There's even the emoji.
I see the emoji.
That's
but
what it
I,
means.
But somebody else said that emoji meant like, that's great. That's like 100 on a test.
They weren't cool, Sean. They were trying to bring you down.
They knew my nerdy self would like 100 on test. I like
I
that.
I love it.
And then ratchet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Means someone who is obnoxious, rude, or trashy.
Ugh.
Means also can mean you're cool now in the right context. So I guess like bad, it now means good mm-hmm. in a way. So ratchet is bad, but it's also good.
I'm sorry. I've never heard that word used in a positive way.
I say ratchet all the time, but being... a dad, I'm always talking about ratchet straps. That we're using ratchet strap to lock stuff down the back of a truck or hold a boat down. Or that's the ratchet I know.
You know where you're
ratcheting up something.
You know when you think about a really nice event and then somebody didn't get the memo, mm-hmm. and not only did they not get the memo, they went the opposite way. They went extra, the opposite way. It's
ratchet.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly's just keeping it 100 right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, y'all are both goats. So.
Gucci. Toonchi, baby.
All right.
I love it.
Away.
Y'all do your teeing, and we'll be right back.
No.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. In Northwest Florida, an elderly woman is charged with killing her husband. Santa Rosa County deputies say 86-year-old Ramona Lund hit her husband, Francis, in the head with a cane Saturday at a home in Pace. Deputies found blood in the living room. Francis was found dead on the porch. While being interviewed, State Attorney Bill Edden says Ramona seemed disoriented. He has requested a mental evaluation while Lund is in custody. The legislative session is still 2 months away, but increasing how much you pay at the pump is already something that's being talked about. Right now, the gas tax is 18 cents per gallon, and there hasn't been an increase since 1992. Some lawmakers are suggesting a tax increase to fund road and bridge construction across the state.
And economic development purposes and relieve some of this congestion, it's just got to be done.
Governor Kay Ivey. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson filed an amended complaint against the Mobile City Council. It seeks to block the city council from extending their power. A legal battle began last year. One of their main issues, the firing and rehiring of a city council spokesperson. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News. Five.
Jillian, did you borrow the noodle nose pliers?
Does Reinhold know you're out here going through his tools?
He won't mind. I'm getting ready to unfix a few of our expenses.
What do you mean?
He was saying that our business will suffer if we don't do something to lower our fixed expenses. I figured if they're already fixed and they're still causing a problem, then I can just unfix them and that should solve everything, right?
Kinda, sorta, yeah. I mean, you're going about it the wrong way. You don't need tools, just a telephone. Making a call to the Jack Green Insurance Agency is what you should do if you're looking to lower your fixed expenses. Jack Green is always helping people lower their insurance premiums on all types of commercial insurance.
Helping people in business stay in business.
That's right.
What a concept.
It's pretty simple.
Jack can save you money on your homeowners and the all-important wind coverage. Call Jack Green for your quote today in Mobile, 251-344-5393.
Step away from the power tools.
Sorry.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now, 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
U.S.-led coalition warplanes and artillery are pounding a village held by the Islamic State group in the last area they hold in eastern Syria. Today's bombardment of the village of Shafa comes a day after nearly two dozen U.S.-backed fighters were reportedly killed in the area. President Trump will speak to the nation tonight at 9 Eastern Time, a formal address from the Oval Office. Mr. Trump will say there is a crisis at the southern border that requires a wall. Day 18 of the partial government shutdown over the wall, and Renee Marsh reports the TSA is having to handle airport security with fewer agents on the job.
The head of the TSA, David Pekoski, vowed that the level of security would not change and that he wants to be transparent with the American public about the sick calls and how it may impact their travel so that they know how much time that they would need to get through the security checkpoint.
Former GOP Congressman Ron DeSantis will be sworn in as Florida's new governor this morning. Stock futures showing robust gains ahead of Wall Street's opening bell. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Amazon has eclipsed Microsoft as the most valuable publicly traded company in the U.S. as a seesawing stock market continues to reshuffle corporate America's pecking order. The shift occurred yesterday after Amazon shares rose 3%, lifting the e-commerce leader's market value to $797 billion. Meanwhile, Microsoft stock edged up by less than 1%, leaving the computer software maker's value at $784 billion. It marks the first time Amazon has held the top spot and ends Microsoft's brief return to the pinnacle after it surpassed Apple in late November. Jim Yong Kim, the president of the World Bank, says he's stepping down at the end of January. Kim's unexpected departure is likely to set off a fierce battle between the Trump administration and other countries who have complained about the influence the U.S. exerts over the World Bank. The bank is the largest government source for development funding, providing low-cost loans for projects around the world. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes, they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. In the 50s this morning, some clouds out there. What do we expect for our Tuesday?
You know, Sean, we're going to see a weather front, cold front move through. And it's going to cool us off a little bit for tomorrow and also for Thursday. But as it moves through, it's not going to produce very much in the way of any rainfall. In fact, we're not going to carry any in the forecast. Today should be mostly sunny and mild, about 72 for this afternoon. But then the wind will become northerly later today and this evening, and will cool into the 40s tonight, around 45 degrees. Tomorrow, the wind will be out of the north, and it'll be dry, sunny, about 60 degrees. Now, that's about normal. Normal high around 60 degrees this time of the year, and so that's the way it'll be for Wednesday. Now, Wednesday night, that is tomorrow night, we will cool into the mid-30s, 35 degrees for Wednesday night. And then on Thursday, more of that cool, dry air moves in, and it'll be sunny in the mid-50s for Thursday. And then even colder for Thursday night. Looks like we've got a good chance for a light freeze for Thursday night into Friday morning. So we'll move around 32 degrees. And then on Friday, it'll stay cool again, upper 50s and mostly sunny. And then a low-pressure system will form over Texas and will track across Mississippi and Alabama Friday night and Saturday. So Saturday, look for cloudy skies with a good chance for showers. We'll warm up into the mid-60s. Then cool air comes in again. So Sunday will be partly cloudy, slight chance of a shower, and back into the 50s for high temperatures. So basically, we're going to stay, after today, we're going to stay cool and a little bit of a warm-up on Saturday with shower activity.
Now, Dr. Bell, you point out cool but not cold, and I'm thinking about this winter just compared to last winter, where I think about the number of times I pulled out the tarps and sheets and covered citrus trees and all that with lows going into the teens. We haven't seen much cold weather yet this season.
No, we haven't. I think the coldest so far officially is 31 degrees at the airport, so just a light freeze. That's probably the situation for Friday morning. Will be around 32 degrees. Some areas could dip into the 28, 29 degrees, especially north of us. But nothing in the way of real cold air. The current air mass that's coming down is going to cool us off a little bit for the next few days. It's going to stay up in the north and northeast. They're going to get the real cold air, but it's not going to get down here to the Gulf Coast.
All right, Dr. Bill, and also this kind of information, highs and lows, one winter versus another winter, one hurricane season versus another hurricane season, all that kind of information in the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
And it's available, they're free, and a few locations here in Mobile at Mike Ward's Liberty Safe, also West Marine, Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road, and also Robert Moore Christmastown on the Eastern Shore. Old Time Garden Supply, Billy Langford Allstate there in Fairhope. Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County, and over in Robertsdale at Robertsdale Power Equipment. And you can always stop by right here at 106.5 and pick up your free copy.
Hey, thanks, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
53 degrees now at FM Talk 106.5. I'm going to give you this update here, not because it's local and not because it's even timely, but you just need to know, because this was put out on Sunday by the Cherokee County, Northeast Alabama, Cherokee County Emergency Management Agency, their EMA. Put this out on Twitter for you last night, but I just want to point out this came out from Cherokee County Emergency Management Agency, Alabama. Public service announcement. The Cherokee County Sheriff's Office is asking that no one try to stop and get the chicken tenders that were spilled from the 18-wheeler accident last night on Highway 35. You're creating a traffic hazard. It's a crime to impede the flow of traffic. Those cases have been on the ground for over 24 hours and are unsafe to consume.
Don't.
Anyone who is caught could be facing charges.
I nearly put it in my headlines, but I couldn't believe that they actually had to post that you should not.
This is not America anymore. Canada. Can't a citizen go grab them some free-range chicken tenders?
Five-second rule.
That's right. I mean, it might be multiples of 5 seconds, but it's a five-second. Yeah. Where's the fun, Cherokee County EMA, telling people they can't stop and get some run-over chicken tenders off the road? I mean, come on.
The real crime is they weren't picked up immediately when they hit the ground.
Right. Didn't somebody show up with a deep fryer standing by the side of the road? So there you go. Just be aware of these things. 640. Let's check the ride in. I don't think there's any chicken tenders in our traffic, Kane.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center. We're accident free so far. A good ride if you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fork checking in with no delays. No problems from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland. You'll see it's a good ride. Veteran-owned Stone Arms Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard. Just quarter mile west of Snow Road has lowered their transfer fee to $10. Open every Monday through Friday from 10 to 7 and on Saturdays from 9 to 2. See their live updated website at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings as we bring the college football season to a close. Hoops getting cranked up tomorrow night right here at FM Talk 106.5. Auburn Hoops is, they had a great showing last year, looking good already this year. And you can catch the first game tomorrow evening right here at FM Talk 106.5. You said the schedule is up online where people can find it.
We've got the entire remainder of the season schedule online. It's all SEC from here on out for Auburn and the rest of the SEC, but they take on Ole Miss tomorrow night at 6 o'clock.
All right, check it out right here at FM Talk 106.5. Right now, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much, Sean. Good morning, everyone. One, the Jackson County Sheriff's Department in Mississippi, they need your help. They're reaching out to surrounding states. Of course, that's Florida and Alabama. There are two missing teenagers right now that they want to bring home safely. So they're asking you if you have information about 16-year-old Woodrow Hunter or 14-year-old Natalie Ann Grubb. They left their homes in the St. Andrews Gulf Park Estates community back on Sunday, December the 30th. They were last seen together just yesterday on Pine Street in St. Andrews. Now get this, the sheriff's investigators think the teenagers may be staying in the woods. Anyone with any information is encouraged to contact the sheriff's department at 228-769-3063. Or you can obviously call 911. A sad situation involving a hunting accident as a Blount County woman was killed Sunday afternoon. She's been identified as Donna Doran. She was just 48 years old and lived in Cleveland. Sheriff there says the shooting happened just before 12 noon. Deputies responded to this situation on Center Point Road just south of Dadeville. Early information released from the situation was that an individual was removing a rifle from the rear seat of a vehicle when the weapon discharged. And that's how Doran was wounded. She was taken to the local hospital where she was pronounced dead. The investigation is still ongoing. It's being led by the Alabama Game and Fish and the Sheriff's Office. And they're waiting for the autopsy results to come back from the Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences. This makes this story even that...
So sad.
Right. She was the wife of a veteran Birmingham police officer. Their son was killed just 6 months ago in a motorcycle crash on I-65, just 2 miles north of Warrior. Very sad situation there. We'll continue to keep this family in our thoughts and in our prayers. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Clemson handed Alabama its worst loss under Nick Saban in last night's college football national championship game. The Crimson Tide led 16-14 briefly in the second quarter. From there, it was all Tigers. Clemson reeled off 30 straight points, and Alabama was held scoreless in the second half.
To win 14 games, win the SEC, really proud of our players, really proud of our team.
The final score from Levi Stadium, 44-16. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence was named offensive MVP. Chickasaw police are expected to release more details about a shooting investigation. It happened last night at a home on 6th Street. Police say a woman was wounded and taken to a hospital. Her injuries don't appear to be life-threatening. Police say the bulk of their investigation is centered around a car in the driveway of the home, but they aren't saying how that's involved. Three suspects are now in custody in a pawn shop burglary in Baldwin County. Dorian Richardson and Moses Horace, both 18, were booked into jail Sunday. Foley police say the suspect stole more than a half a dozen rifles from Gulf Gun and Pawn. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com, and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, quarter till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for getting your Tuesday started with Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Clemson Tigers became the first team in the modern era to go 15-0 by beating Alabama 44-16 in last night's college football playoff national championship game. It was the Tigers' second championship win over Alabama in the past three seasons and Alabama's worst loss as a program under Nick Saban. Tough night for Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. Clemson put the first points on the board a minute and a half into the game when A.J. Terrell intercepted a Tagovailoa pass and took it to the end zone.
Third throw in three plays. It's intercepted. And the Tigers are going the other way. A.J. Terrell with a pick six.
Tua took blame for the interception and then answered almost immediately with a beautiful 62-yard touchdown pass to Jerry Jeudy. Clemson would go on to outscore Bama 24-9 in the remainder of the half to take a 31-16 lead into halftime. After a decent drive and a failed fake field goal attempt in Alabama's first drive in the third quarter, Clemson would go on to hold the Tide scoreless in the second half and win the championship 44-16. Here's that fake field goal attempt at the end of the Alabama first drive in the third quarter.
Clemson alert for a fake. Willivis from 40 yards, and it is a fake. And taking off is Mac Jones, the backup quarterback, and it's snuffed out. Niles Pinckney made the stop, and the Tigers were thinking what we were thinking. It didn't feel right, a field goal attempt.
Clemson was led by a couple true freshmen. Means they'll be here for at least two more years, barring injury.
No joke.
Trevor Lawrence finished 20 of 32 for 347 yards through the air and three touchdowns, while Justin Ross, who had Alabama on his short list as a recruit, he went to Clemson last night, caught six passes for 153 yards and a score, and one of the greatest catches I've seen in college football.
Unreal.
Tagovailoa threw for 295 yards, two touchdowns, and two interceptions. The humble Hawaiian summed up his team's loss with five words following the game.
We had a great season, but just five words. Good is not good enough. We didn't finish the way we wanted to finish. We didn't do the things we needed to do to execute and be successful in this game, and that's all it is.
Bama head coach Nick Saban took the blame for the loss.
I just have a feeling that I didn't do a very good job for our team, with our team, giving them the best opportunity to be successful. I always feel that way. Even sometimes when we win, I think there's things that we could do better or that I could have done better. But particularly in this case, never really ever got comfortable with what we needed to do to win this game, especially on defense, especially the matchups we had in our secondary versus their receivers.
Immediately following the game, Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney talked about how proud he is of his team.
There ain't never been a 15-0 team, and I know we're not supposed to be here. We're just little old Clemson, and I'm not supposed to be here, but we are, and I am. And how about them Tigers, man? I'm so proud of our guys, these seniors. We beat Notre Dame and Alabama. We left no doubt. And we walk off this field tonight as the first 15-0 team in college football history.
The final AP poll was released late last night with Clemson 1 and Alabama 2. Ohio State finished 3rd. Oklahoma, which lost to Alabama in the Orange Bowl semifinal, finished 4th. And Notre Dame finished 5th. LSU was 6th, while SEC rivals Florida and Georgia tied for 7th. Texas 9th and Washington State 10th. Kentucky finished ranked 12th. And SEC finished with the most ranked teams of all the conferences with 6 ranked teams. And that's a wrap on the 2018-2019 college football season. We do have the Senior Bowl here in Mobile at the end of this month, then a very, very long off season, and then Clemson gets ACC play started right away in 2019 when the Tigers welcome Georgia Tech into Memorial Stadium on August 29th. Alabama opens the 2019 season in Atlanta against Duke on August 31st. Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins Jr. announced on Twitter on Monday that he's foregoing his senior season to enter the 2019 NFL Draft. The 6'3", 220-pound quarterback finished 3rd in Heisman voting this season after breaking most Ohio State and Big Ten passing records and throwing for a nation-leading 50 touchdowns. In NFL news, Ian Rappaport of NFL.com reported Monday that the Green Bay Packers are set to hire Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur to be their next head coach. ESPN reported that the two sides are working on finalizing a deal and that LaFleur is expected to help keep defensive coordinator Mike Pettine and the defensive staff intact. 4 SEC basketball games scheduled for tonight. At 6 o'clock, number 3 ranked Tennessee heads to Missouri to take on the Tigers. Also at 6 o'clock, Texas A&M faces the Kentucky Wildcats. At 8 o'clock, Alabama looks to keep their win streak rolling when they head to LSU to take on the Tigers. Also at 8 o'clock, Mississippi State faces South Carolina. 10 minutes till 7 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the StoneArmsInc.com Traffic Center. We do have an accident eastbound I-10 between Rangeline and 65 with injuries. Fire department is on the scene. No other delays. It's traveling airport, Mont Lamar, Dauphin, Moffitt, and 65 and heading up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. It's been a pretty good ride with no major backups. Just watch for the radar. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area. They came to my house and with insurance assistance, I was able to get a new roof with no money out of my pocket. JubileeRoofing.com. I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be mild with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cooler with afternoon readings around 60 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Live better. That's the mission for MedSouth of Foley, providing quality care and equipment to their patients for over 30 years. Visit MedSouth on McKenzie Street or call 943-9119. Improving lives and community. MedSouth in Foley.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
6:53, FM Talk 106.5, and time for headlines. Here is Kelly Finley.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Good Welcome. Morning.
I try to find a different way to say thank you each time you throw it to me. Hey, a new week and a new job as the Alabama Department of Corrections has appointed Charles Daniels as Deputy Commissioner of Operations. He comes to the ADOC, they say, with more than 28 years of service with the Federal Bureau of Prisons. So his new gig, he'll oversee the daily operations of Alabama's 23 male correctional facilities. And those facilities employ more than 1,700 security staff and house about 18,600 inmates. He started working with BOP, as they say, in 1988 as a correctional officer, and he's worked in several key executive staff positions and then rose to the ranks of warden of major federal correctional facilities across the country to include Colorado and Texas. In Indiana, he last held the position of senior deputy commissioner of correction for the New York City Department of Corrections. And love this, he is also an Air Force veteran. Thank you for your service. Okay, so if that Christmas tree is still sitting in your living room and you kind of don't know what to do with it, you can bless the city with the tree and then be on the other end of receiving free mulch. Isn't that nice? Mulch.
It is nice.
See? The mulch will be available on a first-come, first-served basis at the following locations. Lake Drive Tricentennial Park, James Seals Park, Baumhauer Park, Dog River Park, Pine Hill Recycling Center, Medal of Honor Park, and Langan Park. You'll be responsible for picking up and loading the mulch. It's courtesy of the City of Mobile. Christmas trees can still be recycled through January the 11th at the same drop-off location. Hours of operation are 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Each drop-off site will have the appropriate signage. And don't forget to remove all lights, stands, and decorations. We have to say that. That way you can say you
now, I like it because I like to have some glitter in my mulch. I like to have some tinsel. Fix my yard, sets my yard off.
So if our friends don't go and pick up all the free mulch, the city says that they're going to use that for landscaping projects and public right-of-ways, local parks, and other public properties to help beautify our community. I love this. And don't forget, you can recycle your leftover gift boxes, Christmas cards, and other holiday recyclables this year as well. Locations for that: Mobile Museum of Art in the parking lot of the city's Western Administrative Complex and behind police headquarters off Pine Hill Drive between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday through Sunday. I'm loving this. I like this. As the mayor calls it, your Christmas tree can become the giving tree. Thank you, Mayor Stimson. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And do I have a load of cardboard or what heading that way as soon as we finish construction of the world's largest box fort?
Yay.
At the Sullivan House? So, my son asked for one of his Christmas gifts, duct tape. Just his own rolls of duct tape, which is good because they raid mine to create this box fort.
And?
It's coming along. I had to explain that multi-level is not a good idea because the floor doesn't support two stories, but it's a whole other story.
I hope you're taking pictures along
the
way.
We will. We'll document, all right, and then put those up, and then you can gauge the structural integrity of those things.
Be extra with it.
Yes, I will be extra. That's a good thing, right? Yeah. No, okay. 657 FM Talk 106.5. You ever wondered how the Dollar Tree is still continuing to sell everything in its stores for just a single dollar after all these years?
Mm-hmm.
According to one activist investor, it's because the store has lowered the value of its products that they sell. When you think about it, they have to, actually, to keep up with inflation. A dollar's worth of merchandise in 1986, when they launched a store, would cost you about $2.30 today with inflation. That's according to Starboard Value Hedge Fund CEO Jeffrey Smith. He says it's time for Dollar Tree to raise its prices. Starboard Value recently took a 1.7% stake in the bargain retailer and wants to work with Dollar Tree on its pricing strategy. Dollar Tree responded politely to the suggestions, but appears likely to push back on any proposed changes. So,
is it going to change the name too, like $2
Tree? Dollars Tree. Just make it plural.
$2 Shrubbery.
That's right. There you go. Somebody's pushing for a change, but probably stays dollar for now. 6:58, coming right back.